Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1992.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
I am white.
Thank you.
Yep.
In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
I have high hopes.
Between a positive and negative, where do you live?
Yeah. I'm kind of negative right now.
Thank you. And the future of the planet? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would hope my vote would count, so I would hope 10.
Thank you. And now, of the following issues, which 3 are most important to you? Immigration, climate change, gun violence, education, mental health, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, abortion access, healthcare, crime, national security, or student loans?
What do I think is most concerning?
The 3 most important issues for you, or to you?
Education, abortion, and I would say just.
Do you need a list?
Overall. Probably overall peace, I guess.
But out of the options that we have left?
Okay, maybe run them by a little bit again, maybe.
Yes. Immigration, climate change, gun violence, mental health, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination.
I would say cost of living.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I don't want to...
Don't worry. So your options were education, economy and cost of living, and abortion access.
Yes.
Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities or other?
I would say taking care of children and balancing life. Balancing work and life.
Work-life balance, having or caring for children. We're missing one.
And taking care of seniors.
Thank you. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your sexual orientation, your personality, your profession, being American, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, etc., being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being young, your spiritual or religious beliefs, being a woman, or your hobbies or interests?
Spiritual beliefs, being a mother, and being an American.
Thank you. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: anger or frustration, exhaustion, hope, dread, pride, disappointment or sadness, or happiness?
Disappointment and exhausted and... Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Okay, number B, or letter B.
Thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following: systemic racism, too many old white men in power, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, the two-party system, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people, division and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence, or none of the above?
I think none of the above.
Thank you. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? And do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one on the list is your city government.
Yes, it affects me.
And would you say a lot, somewhat, a little?
Somewhat.
Congress?
A lot.
President Biden?
Yes, a lot.
Your state government?
Somewhat, yeah.
Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Somewhat.
Community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. So do you find that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to help enact change through civic participation?
Stop with the survey at this time?
Well,
only because...
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We have still a few more questions to go, but I don't know. Why would you want to stop?
I just have kids that I need to get to bed and get dinner and stuff.
Oh, but can we call you back then?
And a couple of call me back.
Okay.
Yep. Well, call me back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll call you back. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye.
Goodbye. Call back. My 30. Yeah.